$15 at Blaze and Jay's Chico Paper Company and online at kzfr.org. Tickets also available at the door. Beer from Sierra Nevada. It's Wednesday, October 16th at the Chico Women's Club. Front Country with Pat Hall.
All right. Where are we? Here we are. Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Ohm Foods, serving organic, non-GMO whole foods, including wild-caught mahi-mahi, and having the largest vegan menu in downtown Chico. Ohm Foods serves homemade teas and lemonade, acai bowls and smoothies blended with coconut water, and you can find them at 142 Broadway, just two blocks from Chico State. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. with to-go and catering available. For more info, you can find them at iloveohmfoods.com and on Facebook. And we're also made possible by Peterson Tree Care, because trees need care. John Peterson continues his family tradition for caring for Chico's amazing natural resource. Licensed, bonded, and insured with financing available, Peterson Tree Care handles residential and commercial properties and can be reached by calling 518-0924. This is KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. You are listening to us during our fall pledge drive. We have volunteers today from Max and Diana from Catalyst Domestic Violence Services. And they are waiting to take your call at 895-0131. Why don't you go ahead and give them a call while I get the show set up? We have Non-Human Radio coming up next. Hello and welcome to show 1942, the October 16th, 2019 episode of Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal news, animal rights, and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 o'clock here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico and streaming online at kzfr.org. On today's show, we'll be covering the many important pieces of California animal legislation that Governor Newsom just signed. And on the lighter side, I'll be sharing the story of a Florida bakery that is taking on an unusual vegan challenge. This week and next week is the KZFR Fall Pledge Drive. Our goal for the drive is $50,000. That's how much we've calculated is needed for us to stay on the air as community radio. My goal for this show is to have five people call in and pledge their support by calling that number I just mentioned, 530-895-0131, or you can pledge online at kzfr.org. Maybe Non-Human Radio is something that you listen to on a regular basis, or maybe you're a regular listener to the other public affairs shows, like The Big Idea, Democracy Now!, Ecotopia, The Real Issue, or the Peace and Justice Show. You probably appreciate this and other shows' honest and non-mainstream approaches to local, national, and international news, especially the local. These shows respect both your intelligence and your sense of community. If you find that valuable and you want that to continue, now is the time to call. Please consider signing up for a $10 a month sustaining contribution. That turns out to be about $2.50 a week, if you can spare that. Volunteers Max and Diana from Catalyst are standing by to take your call at 895-0131. You can also go online and give securely at kzfr.org. All right, getting started with our news. This week, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed AB 44 into law, which will make California the first state in the country to prohibit the sale and manufacture of new fur statewide. The law will go into effect on January 1, 2023, and violators will be fined up to $1,000. and or serve up to 6 months in jail. In December 2018, California Assemblymember Laura Friedman, Democrat from Glendale, introduced AB 44, which is sponsored by the Humane Society of the United States and supported by organizations in defense of animals, Animal Hope and Legislation, and Animal Hope and Wellness Foundation. The signing of AB 44 underscores the point that today's consumers simply don't want wild animals to suffer extreme pain and fear for the sake of fashion. More cities, states, and countries are expected to follow California's lead, and the few brands and retailers that still sell fur will no doubt take a closer look at innovative alternatives that don't involve animal cruelty. Governor Newsom also signed SB 313, also known as the Circus Cruelty Prevention Act. This makes California the third state behind New Jersey and Hawaii to ban wild animal circuses. SB 313 was authored by Senator Ben Hueso, a Democrat out of San Diego, and sponsored by the animal rights groups PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and the group Social Compassion in Legislation. California joins the growing number of states and localities stepping up to implement similar bans on cruel circuses. Additionally, Newsom signed AB 1260 into law. This law bans the import and sale of certain, quote, exotic skins, including those derived from various species of lizards, caimans, which is a type of small alligator, and hippopotamuses, which is a bill also sponsored by those same two groups, by PETA and by the Social Compassion and Legislation Group. Californians dream of rejecting cruelty to animals, into circuses. Californians dream of rejecting cruelty to animals and circuses and the exotic skins industries has come true, said Social Compassion and Legislation founder and president Judy Mancuso. She also went on to say, our group is cheering our compassionate governor and lawmakers for slamming the door on these abusive industries and showing the rest of the country what a kinder future looks like. Governor Newsom also signed AB 128 into law. This was sponsored by Assemblymember Todd Gloria, also a Democrat from San Diego. Good going, SoCal, which will protect California's wild and domestic horses from slaughter. AB 128 requires the operator of an animal auction yard to determine and post online any identifying brand, tattoo, or implanted microchip an animal may have before being sold at auction. The operator is also required to maintain records of sales for 1 year and make such records available to specified officials and to post notice at an auction that the sale of horses in California for slaughter for human consumption is a felony. The bill also requires a purchaser of an animal at an auction to sign a sworn statement under penalty of perjury agreeing to comply with provisions of the penal code relating to the slaughter and sale of horses or of horse meat for human consumption. So it amplifies existing law. This is a good thing. Last month, we talked about AB 1254, sponsored by Assemblymember Sidney Kumlinger-Dove of Democrat of Los Angeles, which will temporarily prohibit the hunting, trapping, or killing of bobcats in California until 2025, at which point the state will implement a bobcat management plan that protects the species. And those plans, unfortunately, may contain hunting and trapping elements, which I'm sure will be another battle. And also, I'm glad to announce that back in September, we talked about how Governor Newsom signed into law the Wildlife Protection Act of 2019, AB 273, which made California the first state to ban fur trapping. And that was a law that was basically, there aren't enough trappers to collect enough fees to regulate their own industry, so we're going to ban it. And that was a done deal. That was news from Veg News, the October issue of Veg News, and from a press release from, and a statement from the California government website on animal rights bills that were being passed. You're listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio hosted by yours truly, Jeannie Trezino. I'm going to ask that you take a moment to pause now. I want you to take a breath, and I want you to look inside your heart and examine your sense of community and family. The theme of this year's pledge drive is KZFR is family, and we try very hard to be that to you. I ask that you support this radio station, not because you have to, but because you want to. We know that any given moment, only a small number of listeners will pick up that phone and become contributors. I do have a goal for this show of 5 callers. We understand that only a small number pick up, but if there are any programs that you listen to on a regular basis, please take a moment now and call 895-0131 and show your support for this and those shows. Your contribution helps us keep this station on air to support all the listeners from Chico to Cohasset to Concow and all the way south to Yuba City. Our station keeps you company on your morning commute, maybe keeps you company at work or at home during the day, and we're there on your radio dial as you commute home. We are a part of the music scene with sold-out performances at the Chico Women's Club, and from here, even here in our station at the KZFR studio at 4th and Broadway. In the end, this is your station. KZFR is community radio. It's family radio. And you are part of that community. You're an important part of that community. We would really appreciate your support by calling 530-895-0131 or pledging online at kzfr.org. Here at KZFR, when you want your news, when you want to learn about what's going on in your community and the world at large, or when you want to hear music that's eclectic, all you have to do is tune to 90.1 or go online and listen to us streaming at kzfr.org. We work just like getting on a bus. You put a little money in, and the bus, our station, keeps going for everyone. Please do your part and put something in that fare box right now and ensure that KZFR is here every time you decide to tune in by calling 895-0131 or going to kzfr.org. Thank you for supporting KZFR. All right. We're not done with legislative good news from the state of California. Our next news piece is from the American Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, which in cooperation with the California Partnership to End Domestic Violence, commended California lawmakers for passing AB 415, which is critical legislation to protect victims of domestic violence and their pets. Signed into law last week by Governor Gavin Newsom, the bill clarifies existing law to specify that pet deposits and additional rent charged for persons with a pet are eligible for reimbursement from the California Victims Compensation Board. Sponsored by Assemblymember Brian Meyenshine, also a Democrat from San Diego, the bill also modifies existing law to specify that emergency temporary pet boarding is an eligible relocation cost covered by the board. This is good news. Housing obstacles for domestic violence survivors are particularly daunting. Most emergency housing options do not accommodate pets, and boarding a pet in a public facility can often be prohibitively expensive, as you can imagine, like when you go on vacation. It can be expensive. Meanwhile, permanent housing often requires pet deposits and other fees that may make that opportunity even unfeasible. Susan Riggs, senior director of state legislation for the ASPCA, was quoted as saying, quote, having access to resources that enable victims to flee an abusive relationship is crucial to ensuring the safety and welfare of both the people and animals at risk in these vulnerable situations. There's a well-documented link between domestic violence and animal abuse. Perpetrators of domestic violence often threaten harm or inflict injury on their victims' pets in order to control their victims or to prevent them from leaving. Too often, victims of domestic violence stay in dangerous relationships and delay seeking help out of fear for the safety of the pets they would leave behind. You wouldn't leave your pet behind. This is what we saw over and over. We have seen in over and over in various weather-related and fire-related disasters. People leave if they can take their whole family with them, and that includes their pets. Research shows that 71% of pet-owning women entering domestic violence shelters report that their abuser threatened, harmed, or even killed a family pet. Jackie Merrill-Kahn, director of programs at the California Partnership to End Domestic Violence, said that strengthening long-term and emergency housing options for survivors with pets shows that, quote, we are serious about ending domestic and sexual violence in California. We need to support survivors in every aspect of their lives, including the protection of their pets. And that was news from the ASPCA regarding this legislation that amplifies existing legislation and makes it easier for people in domestic violence situations to leave and to keep their pets safe. I want to welcome onto the show my guest, Max, from the Catalyst Domestic Violence Services. One moment, let me get your mic turned up. Max.
Hi.
Hi. Great. Thanks so much for coming to volunteer. Can you tell us a little bit about Catalyst?
Sure. Yeah. Catalyst is a nonprofit organization that serves all of Butte County. We are the only domestic violence agency in Butte County, and we have lots of different services that we can offer people experiencing violence in their relationship, and all of our services are free and confidential. I heard you talking about the barrier that leaving a pet could cause someone to leave an abusive relationship, and we're grateful that we're able to provide shelter for people with their pets in the event that it's a barrier to accessing safety. So that's something that very few shelters are able to do, but we are able to do that. We also offer counseling and help with restraining orders, and we have a 24-hour hotline, and that number is 800-895-8476.
That's great. And I have been to your website because I have looked into how Catalyst supports people's companions and companion animals, and it's a great resource for the community. I'm so proud of it, and the various as you say, the various options that you have to support people, because it can take a while to leave, to make that decision.
Definitely. And we're here to support people whether they're looking for support or ready to leave, every step of the way.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. Hopefully my listeners will keep you and Dana busy answering our calls at 895-0131. Catalyst comes out every pledge drive to help support with taking your call. Please take advantage of their time and goodwill and give them a call. Check out the gifts that we have. I noticed that there is a couple of gift certificates from Ohm Foods, Floral Native Nursery. There's a sweet little Mother Hips mug that are all available. We have dog collars this year, KZFR dog collars, and you can get those by pledging on the phone or online. Those KZFR gifts, thank you gifts, are available to you. But really the biggest gift of all is keeping the station going, keeping our programming going for now and in the future. We appreciate every call, and no donation is too small. All right. I'm going to go on to our final news piece of the day, and that is something a little lighter, but a lot more vegan. St. Petersburg, Florida-based vegan baker Natalia Lima of the Curious Cat Bakery recently challenged herself to make vegan versions of the desserts from each episode of season 10 of the Netflix reality baking show, The Great British Bake Off. Each week, the accomplished baker chooses one of the recipes and recreates a vegan version of it, such as the cinnamon rolls for the bread challenge week, or a chocolate orange custard cake for the 1920s challenge week. Lima then films herself creating the recipes and posts the video and step-by-step instructions on how to make the dessert in her Instagram stories. She's been a fan of the show for years, and she knew that she wasn't the only one who was excited for the new season, so she thought it would be fun to bake along with the added challenge that everything she baked had to be vegan. So far, she's learned that anything can be veganized with some effort, research, and stubborn will. It takes some adapting, of course, but the essence of the challenges are preserved. The response to her vegan challenge has been so well received by her social media followers and her wholesalers that she plans to release an ebook at the end of the show's season that will include all the veganized recipes. If you're in St. Petersburg, Florida, her baked goods are, of course, also available for purchase through her Curious Cat Bakery. This is Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio. All right. For 29 years, KZFR's mission has been to entertain and educate by broadcasting unique music, unique public affairs. This is wonderful to be able to share news about animal issues weekly with my local Chico community. And we also have children's programs and the fiction programs that you won't hear and you don't hear anywhere else. Community radio like this exists only so long as people like you choose to listen and to choose to support it. That's how the station remains both independent and reflective of our community. As long as our funding comes from you, the listener, the community, KZFR is free to reflect the richness and diversity of our community. So keep your favorite music, news, and kids programs on the air right now by pledging your support today. We are People Powered Radio. Your support of KZFR is what keeps the station on the air. Please call 895-0131 now. Volunteers Dana and Max from Catalyst are standing by. All right, now it's time for the Chico Animal Rights Calendar of Events. Please get ready to mark your calendars or just make a mental note to keep these events in mind. If you need more info, please send me an email at chicovegan@gmail.com or check the calendar at the Non-Human Radio Facebook page. Just a heads up, the new movie, The Game Changers, documentary about vegan athletes, is now available on Netflix. As I mentioned on last week's show, The Game Changers is a good film. There's no graphic imagery, no hyperbole about vegan diets, no fat or disease shaming, and no exhortations to any rigid practice of veganism. You're going to see people, vegan people, enjoying French fries and vegan burgers. The film is persuasive in showing that active people, whatever their sport, will generally thrive and recover better on a plant-based diet than on a standard Western diet. Along with that, of course, is that a vegan diet is also better for the planet and for the animals, but that message in this movie is secondary to the message of the athletes. The film features men and women athletes, but focuses more on male athletes, and it's a good film to recommend to or watch with non-vegan friends and family, and that's on Netflix that dropped today. Other news, if you're in Sacramento at any time this month, you can look forward to a slew of vegan options all over the dining scene as Sacramento celebrates its 8th annual Vegan Chef Challenge. And you can find more information on that at sacveganchefchallenge.com. This Saturday is the Sacramento Vegan Food Festival, a 100% plant-based food festival featuring vegan burgers, hot dogs, vegan tacos and tamales, as well as vegan food influenced by flavors from Africa, Asia, and South America, with music, craft vendors, and lots of food demos from the local restaurants that are participating in the Vegan Chef Challenge. You can find more information or register online at Eventbrite. October 26th, the animal rights group Anonymous for the Voiceless will be holding a Cube of Truth demonstration on Saturday, October 26th from 12 to 4 p.m. in the Chico City Plaza at 4th and 5th Streets. This demonstration is a structured outreach campaign to trigger curiosity and interest that leads bystanders to a vegan conclusion through a combination of video and meaningful conversations. If you'd like to participate or to get more information, go to the event listing on Non-Human Radio, and then we'll also lead you to a Facebook page where there are organization meetings and lots of good content about animal rights issues. Also coming up on Sunday, October 27th, at the Chico Peace and Justice Center annual dinner fundraiser is being held on October 27th at the Chico Masonic Family Center from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. This year's theme is the Palestinian diaspora with keynote speaker Ali Sassour. A vegetarian and vegan Arabic dinner will be served with gluten-free options. For more information or to get tickets, please go to chicopeace.org. Also coming up on November 2nd, we're getting into a new month. The Butte Humane Society and Paws of Chico Spay and Neuter Clinic are holding the first annual Howl and Growl at the Apollo School of Music at 936 Mangrove Avenue in Chico from 7 to 11 p.m. The event promises to be an evening of costumes, classic rock and roll, and dancing, all to benefit the Butte Humane Society. And the vegan pizza truck, Pizza Riot, will be back serving all vegan slices to all comers. For more information and for tickets, go to buttehumane.org. And that is it for the calendar. If you have an event to share, please send me an email at chicovegan@gmail.com. As always, we have one last piece of business to close out today's show. That is the Animal Rights Quote of the Week. This is a quote from vegan activist Diane McManus Atkins, an animal activist from Knoxville, Tennessee, who volunteers at the For Them Sanctuary in Sweetwater, Tennessee. She's been involved in farmed animal rescue for almost 5 years and has helped rescue and rehabilitate many kinds of animals, including chickens, turkeys, horses, cows, sheep, goats, cats, dogs, and many pigs. Of all the rescues she's helped with, the pig rescues touch her the most deeply, and that is what we're going to write about. She writes, quote, "On the first day of a rescue, pigs are usually terrified of the rescuers. They usually associate people with unkind treatment. So they are scared and do not want to be touched. Usually, though, by day three, they are coming up to the sanctuary workers and volunteers for food, kind words, and belly scratches. They are the most resilient animals I've ever encountered, despite whatever treatment they've endured in the past. The pigs form friendships. They love and sing to their babies as they nurse. They can play fetch, run, and play, and enjoy the company of humans. They are smart as children. They can solve puzzles. They can show empathy. They nurture their friends when they are sick. They mourn the loss of loved ones. They form deep bonds with other species of animals. And they will recognize and be happy to see their favorite people. They are basically pink dogs, but smarter." That was an insight on the nature of pigs by Diane McManus Atkins of Knoxville, Tennessee, a volunteer at the For Them Sanctuary in Sweetwater, Tennessee, giving the lie to the idea that pigs are just bacon. They are so much more. But you have to be open to that. You have to be open to opening your heart and observing these animals and getting to know them. Show notes and links to the articles mentioned in today's show will be posted to the Non-Human Radio Facebook and on Instagram at Chico Vegan. Who do you trust? In this age of misinformation, that's not always easy to answer. Certainly not most politicians, and certainly not most corporate news networks that serve advertisers and those same politicians and their cronies. Facebook, Google, and other news aggregators collect and peddle your data to the highest bidder and push news based on algorithms right into your inbox. To be an informed citizenry, we need to be aware of the biases baked into the system, and we need to be willing to support independent sources that stand outside all of the noise and that challenge us to think bigger and to do better by the animals, by the environment, and by our communities. What we do here at KZFR is not based on algorithms, but comes from the community. We've been doing that for 29 years because you, the listeners in the community, have supported us in the past. If you value that history and that independence and that future, it's essential for you to support us again. Please don't let this half hour pass by without doing your own little bit of good. Call 895-0131 and pledge your support for Non-Human Radio. $10, $20, $50, whatever you can spare will be greatly appreciated. This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, its underwriters, or its staff. We do, however, reflect the opinions of our fellow non-human earthlings who would rather not be killed and eaten, farmed, hunted, raced, experimented upon, or otherwise abused. Our theme music is Ready to Fall by vegan activist rockers Rise Against. Please stay tuned for KZFR's public affairs program, The Real Issue, coming up next from 6 to 7 p.m. with guest host Rebecca Sinoglu. This is Jeannie Trezino signing off. And remember, be different, be better, be kind, go vegan, and support KZFR, not just for this show, but for all our programming. Call now, 530-895-0131. Many thanks to Catalyst for providing volunteers for this hour. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week.